This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, good afternoon, Melbourne. This is The Escape Hour, your food and travel show. Isn't it a fabulous weekend out there? My name's Russ Masterton and I am here today with my favourite peeps of the whole darn world. Say that.
That's us.
You're worth every cent, Russ. Oh, you're worth every cent.
Thank you, Gorge. Thank you, Gorge.
You're a volunteer.
No, we pay him well, not necessarily in money.
Oh, yeah, both a couple
in
of spunks.
No, seriously,
seriously. With me today is the lovely, the vivacious, the gorgeous Fiona Brooke. Now, Fiona, I will ask you what you're wearing today, but it's a Sat Magazine T-shirt.
It says I'm a producer.
You are a producer on
I
that show, aren't
producer,
you? How fabulous.
Yep, I'm a producer on this show.
So,
I'm a producer.
So what primary producer? Do you get tax benefits for that?
No, unfortunately.
So I what most people don't know is that you've rushed up the ranks at Joy 94.9. you've had a fabulous career. You did the Taste of Radio course, which is absolutely exciting.
Yep,
and then you moved on to producing, basically. So there are so many great things to do at Joy 94.9, aren't there?
There are so many great things to do at Joy, and all you have to do is put your hand up and say, I'll do that, because that's exactly what happened. Someone walked into the Taste of Radio course one day and said, I need a producer for my show. And I just looked around and I went,
I'll do it.
Put my hand out and I said, I'll do it. And they said, great, what skills do you have? And I said, I produce every day of my life in my day job. So,
yeah, and you're a great producer.
And you do a great job.
Love bringing talent, calling people, telling them what to do and when to be there. That's my job.
Fantastic. But you do a great job at it.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah.
And it just works seamlessly with my day job as well.
So join Joy. Do the Taste of Radio. We would have heard Stefan, who's just finished the Taste of Radio course earlier. He did the Pride Victoria cricket. I was listening. I just didn't take notes. And I don't have the sheet. Stefan did the read just now and he's just finished the course. So thank you very much. Merci bien. That's very...
And he's
you would notice his sexy French accent.
Right, yes. Oh, so Stefan is panelling today. So Russ...
So
there'll be less mistakes than Russ makes.
Well, you know, I just go clunk every time I'm on here. Now, our other musketeer today is, of course, Mark Adams. And you've been a joyster for many moons, which we absolutely love. You've been on the travel show for donkey's years. And how are you, my friend? How's your Easter and your weekend been? Has it all been fabulous?
Easter was great. It was beautiful weather and really grateful to have a four-day weekend and get on with some of my assignments for tax law and innovative justice, which are...
I don't know
how does
do
innovative
it.
Justice and tax law go together, because there's nothing innovative about the tax system.
Innovative justice works very well, but because of the nature of it, it's about restorative and therapeutic justice and so forth. So it's looking at how do we make sure offenders don't become in a cycle of offence. So it's very different attacks where it's a structural, economic underpinning. So very different takes on things.
There are. How come you're doing such two different streams?
I'm nearly at the end of my Juris Doctor, so I've just got to get them done now.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got four left and these are two of them.
Well, good luck with that. Are you going home to study this weekend?
Yep.
Okay, well, let's have some fun before then.
Yeah, and this beautiful day.
Oh, gorgeous outside. It really is.
Can you just move your desk outside into the backyard or the balcony?
Yeah, I'll take my laptop into the park.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And how are you, Russ?
That's why I get such poor grades.
Absolutely fabulous. Last weekend was April Fool's weekend. Now, I played a bit of a joke on my partner, which I thought was very humorous. About six or 7 years ago, I had my hips replaced. So I've got fake hips, metal hips, which are absolutely fascinating when you go through metal detectors. I can't tell you some of the spunks I've had rub me down. It's been absolutely worth every cent of the replacement. Anywho, I was lying in bed on Sunday morning and I screamed out to my partner, oh, my God, the pain, I really can't stand it. My hip has popped out of its hip, blah, 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 blah. And
this is the bionic hip.
This is my bionic hip. Anyway, he had his phone. He was calling the ambulance and I went, bye, April Fool. Gotcha. Anyway, we haven't spoken since. So it didn't really work the way I wanted it to work. But one of the funniest
things... Is that an April Cruel's joke?
It is an April Cruel's joke. It is, absolutely is. Another funny travel April Fool's joke that I heard. Well, that's not really a joke, but the airlines and cruise companies are very, very good with this sort of stuff. So Carnival Cruise Lines sent out this message on April Fool's Day that they were taking over the ferry service in their mega $4,000 4,000 passenger passenger ship, and they were going to be doing the ferry service between Circular Quay and Manly from now on. So how's that for luxury? Virgin Airlines were letting everybody know that they had a new gym on board, so if you were flying anywhere, then you could do a spin class.
One of the other airlines put all glass, didn't they?
That was it. Emirates. Emirates had a new bar at the top of their plane which just had glass, so you could actually see where you were flying while you were having...
Oh, that's very fun.
It's very Eufy,
yeah, I would
have photoshopped. It's like a glass roof.
And then the last of our...
imagine the solar load from the heat magnifying in on you when you're sitting there with your...
But wouldn't it be great having a cocktail basement there? Fantastic. So, of interest this week, we had some stats back from the Mile High Club. Now,
And how did we approach the Mile High Club to get their statistics right?
I couldn't believe
it. Is there a website?
There is. No, this is actually conducted by a dating service. You know, those Tinder and all of those fabulous little apps.
Familiar, yes.
Yeah, familiar. Yes, I know what you mean. So, of interest, 78% of the people decided that they would join the Mile High Club if they had the opportunity. So I thought that was interesting, 78%. Now, the next stat that they came out with is who they did it with.
So, a very important question.
Well, exactly. So, you know, if it was me, I like the first one, 18% of it did it with the staff on the plane. So, you know, I would gladly...
Did they mention which airline this was?
Flying High Airlines. I would gladly do it with the captain or a flight attendant. I don't have a problem with that. 30% said they did it with a stranger. So, you know, would you go on a plane, Fiona, and talk up a stranger and say, let's go?
Not likely at this stage of my life.
All right.
Perhaps when I was younger, I might.
Okay. All right, good. The next 15% were with a friend. Mark, would you do it with a friend?
Depends on the friend.
Yes. Or 37% said they did it with their partner. Would that be something romantic you do with your partner?
I think it would be really romantic to do it with your partner.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen an airline bathroom. Is that where they were doing this, in those tiny airline bathrooms that make that terrible sucking sound?
That's right, what goes down there? The next stats,
apparently a lot of people.
The next stats were 1% of people did it in the cockpit. Okay, well, so God knows.
I hope that's got to do with the staff.
That must have to do with the pilot,
you think,
surely.
The pilot is flying the plane.
Yeah, drop the pilot.
59% of them did it in the toilet. Now, if you're a clean freak, you're going to gross out of that. I mean...
Well, not if you do it at the beginning of the flight.
Okay.
Right, before the dribble hits the floor.
Fair call. 31% did it in their seats.
What?
Wow.
I want to know whether that was before or after the meal service.
I hope this isn't the morning flight from Sydney to Melbourne.
All I can say is those people must be very petite.
Oh, they must be.
There's not much room in those seats.
And limber. Well, is it all yoga instructors who are getting away with all this chicanery?
I think it's a young person's job rather than a young person's kid.
Some kind of job.
I'm not going there. Anyway, blankets, I suppose, are what you need for that.
Dunas.
And finally, the last 9% did it in the galley. So, you know, you could probably do it and have a,
cooking up a bit of heat in the kitchen.
That's right. Anyway,
having a galley rally.
That's our travel tidbits for this week.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.